I did not turn on the tape recorder right at the beginning of class, so I'm going to look at my SmartBoard notes and try to recreate it a little bit. But in fact, I think probably your best bet is to look at the 12:30 notes and listen to the 12:30 audio, because that will be more complete. Okay, so I brought up the ASCII table, which is in week 8, and I started talking about the letter A. And the letter A, if you look at it, if it's a capital A, has a 41 hex and a 65 decimal. So we know about binary and hex relationship, that one hexadecimal character is the same as four binary characters, that every four binary characters can be represented with one hexadecimal character. That's probably a better way of saying it. And every hexadecimal character can be represented with four binary characters. So the four ends up being 0100, because the powers of two are 2 to the 0, which is 1, 2 to the first, which is 2, 2 squared, which is 4, 2 cubed, which is 8, 8, 4, 2, 1. I turn on the 4, and then the 1, I turn on the 1. So I have 0, 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 1. Then I went in for B, and B had a 42 hex, and so the 4 is the same, but now I've got the 2 turned on for a B, for a capital B. And 43 was a capital C, and you can see how that lays out. And a capital D was 44. And you can see how that lays out if you look at the slide. Okay, so now the next thing that we looked at is the pattern that this gave us. And that is that all of these letters have a 010 as the first three characters. And then they represent a letter from 1 to 26. So the Z that I showed you here can't just do it with an 8421, because that only adds up to 15. So we have to use the 16. So in the Z, I turned on the 16, I turned on the 8, I turned on the 4, 2, and 1. And that gave me the 26th letter. I can also do that because I know that a Z is a 5A. And so a 5, I turn on a 4 and a 1. And an A is the same as 10, so I turn on the 8 and the 2. A minute ago when I was talking about the 16, I actually go 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, and that uses the 5 characters to the right. The 3 characters to the left tell which. The 5, tell what group. The 5 characters to the right tell which character within that group. Then I switched over to lowercase. And lowercase has a 011 at the beginning. Everything else is the same. But the which is the same, but the group is now lowercase, so it's 011. Okay, the 16 is explained a little better on the third slide, where I showed the which being the last 5 and the group being the first 3. Then I put up a J and a S. Okay, so the J is 4A. So 4A means in the first 4 characters I turn on the 4. So I have 0100. And then I turn on for an A, an 8, and a 2. Because 8 and 2 makes 10, and hexadecimal A is a 10. So I've got the 4A. Then I did an S, and S is 53. So when you see the 53 and I turn on the 5, I'm using the fourth character. The first 3 tell me that it is an uppercase letter, and the fourth one the ones position is now being used to tell me which one. So the 5 to the right go 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. And I turn on the 16 because of the 5. 5, 3. 5 turns on 0, 1, 0, 1. 3 turns on 0, 0, 1, 1. Okay. And then I got into hello, which I started, that's about when I turned on the things in class. I gave people hello and told them to come up with the letters of the alphabet for hello. And H is the 8th letter in the alphabet, so it's 010, and then I turn on the 8. E is the 5th letter in the alphabet, so it's 010, and then I turn on the 4 and the 1 to make 5. L is the 12th character, so I go and turn on the 8 and the 4 to make 12. And O is the 15th character, so I turn on the 1111 for 8421 to make the F. Okay, now I think I'm caught up to where the regular one was. Again, my suggestion is that you look at the 1231 because I think that is more explicit and more gives a better explanation.